In the feud, you have to observe. So Shiloh was, who was misakin the takona to wash your hands, the tefillah she dying. So we had a stira, was it our rabbonin, was it the Beishama Beisilal, was it the rabbonin? And last kash was, we have rayas that Shloimeh HaMelech was misakin the takona to wash your hands. So Teretz was, Shloimeh HaGozel HaKadoshim, Shloimeh made exactly you have to wash your hands before you eat kodshim. The Yosuinu and Shama Vihimel later came and made exactly Gozer after Truma, that before you eat Truma, you also have to wash your hands. So that's how we have a few takonis. First, Shloimeh made it, you have to wash your hands before you eat kodshim. Then Shama Vihimel made exactly you have to wash your hands before you eat Truma. And the Oilim wasn't Mekabalit. Until later, the Tamidim were Gozer and then they were Mekabalit. More Gufa. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Yud ches gozru over yud ches nechleku. He's in this meeting with the Haram the Aliyah, Hananya ben Gurion, Hananya ben Chizkiya ben Gogorun, they had 18 machlokes in there, and they argued, yud ches gozru, they made yud ches gezeris, over yud ches nechleku. They argued on all these 18 points, they argued. For the Gemara of Tanya Hushru, it says no, that they were masking to one another. Hushru, they equaled out. There was one gave in to the other one. So they did not remain with 18 machlokes in. And the Gemara boy by Yoim Nechleku, when they went up to the Aliyah that day to make these Yud Ches Devorim, it was Taka Machlokes. Beis Shammai said yes, or the Tamidim Beis Shammai said yes, we should make these Yud Ches Gzerus. And the Tamidim Beis Hillel there said no, it's not Kedai to make the Gzerus. And that the Mishnah says, in this meeting, it was Rabu Tamidim Beis Shammai over Beis Hillel, they were the Roiv, therefore we passed him these Yud Ches Gzerus. But that day, it was a machlokes the whole day. Abu Lamach, the next day, Hushvu. The next day already, then Zrashi, Shechazu ben Beisilu. The next day, Beisilu was masking, there's a reason, a purpose, to make this Yudches Gzeris. And even Beisilu was also masking for the Yudches Gzeris. So both are Mekuyim. They tackle Mechuluk that whole day, but the next day, they were masking one to the other. Gufa. Omer Afuna. The Gimu Mekoymois Nechloku Shammai Vihilu. Hey, Shammai Vehillel themselves only had three machlokesim. There's all the other machlokesim were the Talmidei, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Of the Shammai Vehillel themselves only had three machlokesim. What were they? Shammai Yomer, one machlokesim is by challah. How much kemach, how much flour do you have to have in order to have a chiyuv to take off challah from the flour? Shammai Yomer, mikav challah. If you have a kav of challah, a kav of flour, for that there's a chiyuv to take off challah. The Hillel Oimer Mikabayim. No, you have to have two calves. Two calves is the chiyuv to take off challah. The Chomim Oimim, Allah Hillel, like the Chomim, Loike Divrizev, Loike Divrizev. Not like neither of them. El Akav Umachtza, Chayi B'challah. A calf, that's four lugim. Umachtza, another half, that's six lugim. A six lugim of flour is Mechuyiv in challah. So the Gemara, we'll soon see the Cheshbon and Rashi. Mishigdilo hamidus, when the midus became bigger, Omru, they said, Chameshes reboyin kemach. All you have to have is five lugim of kemach. Reboyim is loshna revias halug, like that's a lug. So Chameshes lugim of kemach, five lug of kemach you have to have, is chayovim b'chala. You mechuyiv to take off chala from. Which usually we say that's 53 eggs and a third. That's how many amount of flour you have to have. Which usually they say if you have 5 pounds of flour, that's mechuyiv to take off challah midiraisa. And minasofik midrabbonin, 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour is mechuyiv to take off challah. So I gave his man as if. If your wife would ever make at one time use that much flour to bake a challah or to make a big cake, to use up 2.5 to 3 pounds of flour, then you should take off challah a little bit. The mash should take off. Is chayav mechallah. We have Yosi Yoimer, Yosi say no. Hey, Peturin, if you have only 5 lugim of kemach, that to us that's around 5 pounds of flour, is potter still. Of the hey, vioid, hey, lugim of flour, vioid a little bit more, then chayovim. Then you mechuyiv in challah. So this is the machlokes, one machlokes, Shammai and Hillel, what is exactly the sheer how much flour you have to have in order to have a chiyuv of challah? See Rashi. Kav umachtze. The loch is not like Beisham, not like Shammai, not like Hillel. No, the Chum say it's Kavu Machza, Yerushalmi. that six lugim of Yerushalmi, that's the measurement of Yerushalmi, shein zayim lugim ubeitza v'chemish beitza l'midas midvoris. According to the mid of midvoris, it's seven lugim and a beitza machta. Vu oimen, what is the shear of chala? Vu oimel l'gugoyles. That's called an oimel l'gugoyles, which is asiris eifah, a tenth of an eifah. Shechayiv b'chala. That's what Torah says. An asiris eifah, that amount of flour you have to give chala from. Kedesev arisoseichem, and we darshin kedei isas, yeah, kedei isas, which means a tenth of an eifah. Or midbar. Now the asifu shtos b'Yerushalayim. That was the shear in the midbar. When they came into Yerushalayim, they made their measurements a sixth more than the measurements that were in the midbar. Nimso sheish midbaris. If you have six lugim in the midbar time, nechnasos b'chamish Yerushalayimis. When they came into Yerushalayim, now five lugim of Yerushalayimis was considered like six midbaris, because it was a sixth more each one. So therefore, five had to connect six of midbaris. Now, we said in the midbar there were seven lugim. Now, the lug hanisha, the extra lug left over, beitza, the chaymish beitza, and one beitza and a fifth egg, oilin lo lug yushlami, that goes into the one lug from yushlami. Shahalug midbari shisha beitza. A lug of a midbar, what's a lug? That's a measurement of six eggs. Nichnasim bechomesh beitza gdelim, goes into five big eggs. Nimsa halug chotza beitz gedol is missing one big egg, is ten beitz of a chaymish beitz, take one egg and a fifth of an egg. Tachas beitz gedol instead of the big beitz. Shaha chaymish hu shtus melabar. A fifth is 1/6 from the outside. If you want to add on a sixth, so the fifth is like you add on one more fifth to it. Noisav ala beitzim, nimsu l'shisha beitzim b'deilim shein lug godol harei hein shisha lugin yushlaimi dehein kavu machzim. Kitzav, you have six lugin yushlaimi, that makes up the shear. Now, m'shegilu hamidus, he made a tzipori. When he came into tzipori related, he even made a bigger measurement. Shoit feshtus al yushlaimis, it is another sixth to more than it was in yushlaimis. Nimsu havov lugin hei, that the six lugim come into five lugim. So the kids are now in Sipori. How many lugim do you have to have to Mechayiv? Chala five. It says, hey, Riboyim is lugim. Five lugim. Shehen Reviya Sakav. Which is, a lug is called Reviya Sakav. So five lugim of flour is Mechayiv in Chala. And we said, that's the Midiraisa, it's 5 pounds. And Midirabonim should be Machmir between 2.5 to 3 pounds. Chamisha v'yeit chayovim. Yossi says no. You have to have a little bit more than five lugim. The Savareb Yossi midim midbarius for your beitzim gedolim mishalonu. And the midbar, their eggs were bigger than our eggs. V'ochinam Rav Yossi v'yervin. Yossi is the same sheet in Ervin. The perakets of mishtatfin. Kam is shir chatzi pras. What's the shir of a chatzi pras of a loaf of bread? You have to put aside for nerev. Shnei beitzim shoichkois, tight eggs. One-twentieth to every egg you have to eat more. Because he holds their eggs a little bit bigger than our eggs. There also, it's not exactly five lugim. You have to have five lugim and a little bit more. So the kids said, that's the first machlekes, Shama and Hillel, the first machlekes. How much flour do you have to have when you knead it up? You put the flour in water and you make a dough out of it. The chiv chal is first chal when you make the dough. Is how much flour has to be in here to mechayiv in challah? By tevidach, what's another machlokes between Shammah and Hillel? Hillel oimer molei hin mayim shuvim poislem es hamikvah. The halacha that a mikvah has to have a sheer mikvah is 40 so, and the midiraiser has to be mayim that comes not ayidei shuvim, not that a person put it into a kli and then you threw it into the mikvah. The water itself has to come into the mikvah by itself. If it comes ayidei shuvim, it's psul. Well, we shouldn't learn shuvim is only possible midi rabbonin. So midi raisa, there's no din shuvim. Midi raisa, a lot of shit is, it's kosher, a mikvah. So only midi rabbonin that shuvim is possible. So I call upon him, there's aloch midi rabbonin, how much shuvim goes into the mikvah to pass the mikvah? Because it's like this. Once you have a kosher mikvah, you have 40 so in the mikvah, no matter how much more water you get into it, you can't pass on the mikvah. Once it's kosher, it remains kosher. But when you're first making up the mikvah, before you have Men saw 40 saw of water there. Now, if you put a certain amount of mayim lugim there, mayim shuvim, that passes the mikvah. So how much mayim shuvim do you have to put into mikvah to passel it? So Hillel says, molei hin mayim shuvim. You have to have a hin of mayim shuvim. What's a hin? It's a trashi, that's yud beis lugim. That's 12 lugim. It's a very large amount. Yud beis lugim passes. Rashi poislim im noflu l'toichon. If this amount of mayim shuvim falls into the mikvah, koidim shenishlam, before you have memso in the mikvah, avol nishlam, once you have memso, shuvein nifso, then the mikvah can't become possible anymore. V'afilu himshich l'toichon achrechein elif so. Afilu you put 1,000 so later, it doesn't pass on the mikvah. Is once you have a kosher mikvah, no matter how much new water you're into it, you don't pass it. But mitchil, if you don't have memsor, hal chama abhilam, if you add yud beis lugim mayim shuvim, that passes the mikvah. The only answer is to empty out the mikvah and start off with the new. Now, zot gemara shechayev adam leimer b'loshin rabbi. Chutzakasha, why did Hillel use the loshin of hin? Hin is a loshin in the Torah. And the Gemara never used the Lashon Hin. It should have said Yud Beis Lugin. Why do you say Lashon Hin? So he said he used this Lashon because Chayiv Adam Leimah B'Lashon Rabbi. So Drasha Shechayiv Adam Kleimah. Hin ain't a Lashon Mishnah. Hin is not a Lashon that the Mishnah uses. El a Lashon Torah. That's a Lashon the Torah says Hin. El a Kach Shama Mepish Shemaya Vavtalian. The reason why Hillel used this Lashon, because that's the exact expression his Rebbe used. So the chiyuv to say over the exact way your Rebbe says it, that's why I use the Lashon Hin. Even though he should have really said Yud Beis Lugin. That's one shot. Rabbi some approaches like Rashi B'Lashon Moshe Rabbeinu. Some say he said it B'Lashon the Torah says, like Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah. Believe in the Gamgen, Shebe Kama Mekoymus Lehikvar HaKach. And Hol Chazal, you don't say the Makbet to say over the exact expression the way it was said in the Torah. Even though the Torah says one Lashon, the Mishnah and Gemara uses other Lashonis. See if a Rashi likes his first pshat, that Shama Hillel said over this Lashon Hin, because that's the way he heard it from his Rebbe. His Rebbe said the word Hin, so he had to say over the Lashon Rebbe says. That's Hillel. Shama Yoyme Tisha Kabin. No, you don't need such a big shear. If 9 Kabim of Mayim Shuvim go into the mikvah first, that passes the mikvah. But Chomim, though, we pass not the Chomim, Loike de Rezev, Loike de Rezev. Not like Shama, not like Hillel, no Ach, what is the Shia, though? Achabo Bez Gadim, the two weavers came, Mishar Ashba Shemishlaim, they came from Mishlaim that they used to work near the Shara Ashba, the Edu, they said over Edus, that we heard over a different Shir, how much Mayim Shuvim passed the Nikvah. Mishram Shemaya Vatavian, they said over Bishem the Rebbe of Hillel B'Shamai, that they said in Edus here, She Shloisha Lugin Mayim Shuvin Poisle Mesa Mikvah. And that's Talocha. That if 3 Lugin of Mayim Shuvim come into the Mikvah first, before you have Memsor, you take a bucket of water and throw it into the Mikvah, before you have Memsor, that passes the Mikvah. Call upon him in the Rabban and the Mikvah is possible, you can't use this Mikvah now. Rashi, Shnei Gardoye Mishar Ashbeis. Why does it say what the business was? V'shem mekoymam, and it says where they came from. Loimar shloim no adam atzma beis hamedrash. Somebody should not hold himself back from coming to beis hamedrash. Shein lachu umnis b'chusa migardi. That to be a gardi, a weaver, is a very pachuslik umen. Shein mamid memenu lekein godol loy melech. A kain godol can't come from that or a melech. They're meaning kedushin. V'en shab yishlayim pachus mishar ashbeis. And the least shar is shar ashbois. The chriyah be edusin kol chachmi Yisrael. And all the chachmi Yisrael still listen to them. They said over edus. So no matter who you are, you should always come into the base of Medrash. Then what was the edus? That shloisha lugim mayim shuvim, the 3 lugs. Our natil shadayim, our reviyah is always called reviyah talug, that we wash our hands with. That's called reviyah talug. That's around, what, 3 or 4 ounces. So that's reviyah talug. So a lug is around 12 ounces. So 3 times 12, that much passes the mikvah. So the more of a kaimu chachom is the reyim. The chomim were makayim, they're the reyim, they pass them like that. That gimel lug yimayim shuvim passes the mikvah. So the more of the idach, what was the third machlokes shamay v'hilul? The idach, shamay leimer kol hanoshim dayin shosim. This is the first Mishnah Masechta Nida, that Lungeya Bizman HaGemara Mishnah, when they ate Trumas, they had Tyrus around, so the Shana, when Nisha first sees Nida, we have a Chash, maybe the dam came out already inside a day ago, and she didn't realize it. And she first sees the dam coming out now. So you have to be Cheshit, maybe she was tummy a day before, and all the Tyrus she touched the last day should become tummy. So to Shal, the Rabbana made such a Gzeir or not. Shammai Aimer, no. Kol ha-noshim dayin shosim. Dayin shosim means from the time they see the dam, first time they see dam, that's when we say they're tummy. And before that, they have the cheskas tor, that even though they touched truma yesterday or an hour ago, that truma is still tor. V'hil loyma no, mipkida lipkida. She's only tor from the last time she made a bedika. Kol zaman she didn't make a bedika, we have to be cheshish, maybe right after the last bedika, the dam came out of the makor and was inside her. And the loch of a nidir is, as soon as the dam leaves the makor, even though it's inside her, she's tummy. So we have to be cheshit, maybe the dam came out a week, a few days ago, so all the tyrus she touched in between is tummy. The afil yom harbi, even though a lot of days passed by since she didn't make a bedika, all those days, anything truma she touched is tummy. That's shamet, that's hilat alocha. But vayta v'chom moimu do, loike de rezev, loike de rezev. Not like shamet, not like hilat. Elo, what do we hold? What's the alocha? Me eis l'eis, me mayet ayidei, me pkid l'pkida. His alocha, it can't be more than 24 hours. If she sees dam nida now at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, the last 24 hours she's tamei nageya to truma. That if she touched truma or kachim the last 24 hours, we say she's tamei. Of meisles ayidei mepkid lepkida. It's 24 hours unless she made a bedika during the last 24 hours. As if she made a bedika 5 hours ago and she was Torah then, so pshita, there's no dam 5 hours ago. So then she's only tummy the last 5 hours. So minas tam winemon, she was tummy 24 hours ago. Unless she made a bedika during these last 24 hours, then we know for sure she's Torah. O mevkid lebkida mamayit ayad miyes liyes. And who adin, if you made the last bedika 3 days ago, so we say she can't become tummy more than meis liyes. Okay, sometimes 24-hour period is memayit from the shir of last mepkida. The last bedika was 3-4 days ago, so Chum says she can't be tamal mafrei so long. We're only mitamal mafrei only meyes leis and not more. So Rashi, kol hanoshin Rashi haroy is dam. Any each that sees dam nida, hal shamai dain shosim letamei tayrois mishas riyosin velech. Only from the time that they saw the dam, then do we say the tyrus atomi. But lamafreya the all Torah. Hilo holds no, mevkid lepkida, lamafreya. But kohayoyim umitzasa Torah, if she was bedeka earlier in the morning and she was torn, or but kolesayv shavua, at the end of the week, umitzasa temeya, at the end of the week she is bedeka herself again, and then she saw dam, is choshin lamagon v'choshis, anything she touched this whole past week, mebdika rishayna v'evach shemim silag yader rosa. Maybe from the second she took away the bdika a week ago, that's when the dam came out. So this whole past week, v'choshes, maybe she's tamei, and all the tyres that she touched is tamei. Oh, how do you know? But laloch is like the chom that says, no, me'eis leis me'mayet al yad me'pkid lepkida. Trashi shnei zmanim huskru bolam afreya. Both smanim apply. Lahalach achra kali. Go boss of the kal shebem. Im mipkid lepkida yosser al meisleis. If the last bedika was a good 2 days ago, then we say halach achra meisleis. She's not tummy more than 24 hours ago. V'im miyeshliyes yosser al mipkid lepkida. But if the last bedika was only 10 hours ago, 5 hours ago, then halach achra pkida. Then we go after the last bedika and say, since she checked herself in the morning, that she saw she was Torah, so she sees dam, and now she can't be Tamil and Mafraya more than the last Badika. Memayat ayat Rashi, memayat achra. Means after that, it's memayat, it comes less. So these are the three machlokes that we have between Shammai and Hillel. For the Gemara of a Sulek, is it true only these three machlokes in? And no more, Voika, there's another machlokes. Hillel Oimer, Lismach. The Shalif, you bring a korban on Yomtiv. You bring in the Dova on Yomtiv. Is there a mitzvah to do a smicha on Yontif or not? So machloek is Shammai and Hillel. Hillel says, lismich, you should make a smicha on Yontif. But Shammai yamish lo lismich, no. Even though you can bring the korban, of a smicha is like a shvus, you shouldn't do the shvus on Yontif. So we see another machlokes Shammai v'Hillel. And the Gemara ki kama Rav Huna that there are only three machlokes in Heicha the Leka Plukta the Rav Sobadayu, that nobody else is mechulak, only Shammai v'Hillel. But in this machlokes whether you can make a smicha not, there are a lot of rabbanim that think on that. So Drashi, Lismach Pluktihi the Beis Shammai v'Hillel gabi mevi'in the Dorm Radovus v'Semcha v'Yomtiv. Could you bring in a dova on Yomtiv? And Vaita, could you make a smicha? Smicha means the Bailam has to put his hand on top of the head of the korban and put his whole goof on top of the korban, which is a shalom amal on Yomtiv and on Shabbos, as ain't semchem of Baal Chai. You're not supposed to be mishtamish with the Baal Chai. So the shalom, if you're allowed to do the smicha on Yomtiv or not. So it's not like it. And the Gemara, ki kama Rav Huna, heicha adaleka, plug to the Ravsa. Sholosh mekoy mesham, Rav Huna, lenechlok of hem, Rabbi Sayyid, no Rishonim. There's no machlokes before this. Abu smicha, kol aves bebezdin, vanesiyim miyosi ben yuezer, ad hilo nechloko be mesecha chagiga. As the Gemara Chagiga brings down a whole set of tanoim before Shammai v'Hillel that have the same machlokes. So it's not only a machlokes Shammai v'Hillel, it's the machlokes other tanoim also. So that we don't bring down. We're bringing down three machlokes in that only Shammai v'Hillel had the machlokes. But this machlokes, a lot of other people had the machlokes. For the Gemara, Boika is another machlokes. We'll have later in the next Mishnah. Chaboitz legas, if somebody takes grapes and starts squeezing them legas to put them into the vat to make wine out of it, is shama yoimeh huksher. The question is now: the juice of the grapes fall on the outside of the vat and drip down. It drips outside the vat. Is that called mayim that you wanted? That could be machsher the kabotuma. Now this juice, this grape juice, falls on oichel, falls on apples on the floor. Halacha is an apple, oichel can't be mekabel tumah unless first water went on the oichel. Water was makshah the oichel mekabel tumah. What type of water do you have to have? Water that kiyutan that you nicha with. Some water that you had some use from, you nicha with that water. And the question are you nicha with this juice that's dripping out? One svar is no, since it's dripping libud, it's going on the floor, you're not going to use it. It's not called you nicha with that water. So the shiloh of this like grape juice is dropping out is a kol benichusa to be mafshir the peris anak. So haboitz legas shamayem huchshir. Yes, that grape juice could be huchshir the peris lekabel tumah. V'hil loymer loy huchshir. No, it's not huchshir. So Rashi haboitzer anovim. You take grapes ledorchem to squash them begas in the vat. Dilo haboitz litzimukim. If you only squash the grapes to make raisins out of them. Then pshita, mashka yoytzimei in machshirin. The juice that comes out of the raisins is not machshir. The lanichalei, you zicha don't want that juice. You just want the juice to fall away on the floor. You don't want to use it. You're working now and making raisins. But here where you're working to make grape juice or to make wine, so you really want this juice to come out. Now here we're talking about the juice that dropped into the floor. Is shamayam huchshiru. The yayin had nidluf mehem agabeim, the wine that falls off on top of them, on the back of them. The afagab yozli b'loritz, even though it's going to fall on the back of the kli and fall down to the floor, still since you're oisik and making wine, it's called yenicha with the juice. Shesheisus min asalim gzeirus gzeir why shem yivetzrenu b'kufres muzafafos k'farsh l'kamei. Maybe you'll squash it in talim that has like a sieve inside it that the juice falls down into another kli, and then you will be mekabel the juice. So that juice is nichel wine. So even though this kli have now, when the juice falls off, it falls to the full ibun. So you don't want that juice. The rabbanim agrees that this juice is also called yenichel with it. Also in a case where you're going to squash in the kli that has a sieve on top, and the bottom has another kli to mekabel the juice. Then you nichel want the bottom juice. But this we'll see later. So the kids said to machlokes Shammai v'Hillel though. And for the Gemara, Hillel Lehukshu, and the Gemara Barmi Nei, Teyahi, Tehosem Koshosek Lehillel Shammai, because there right away, as soon as Shammai said his Svara, that the Rabbanan should make Zera, that the Mashki is Hukshur, Hillel was Maskim. So that's not called the Machloikis. As we're only saying three places they were Machulak, that they stayed with the Machloikis. Hillel didn't give in to Shammai, Shammai didn't give it to Hillel. But here, by this Machloikis, right away, Hillel was Maskim to Shammai. Rashi Yoshosik Lehillel Loyomad Lamachukusa. He didn't stay with Machlokes. Tanya Perkin Oisa Yoim Hoye Hillel Kofov. Hillel was Kofov to Shammai. We'll see later soon. So that's why we don't reckon just this case. Right. Yosi ben Yoezer is Tereidov, Yosi ben Yochanis Yushlayim, Gozru Tuma Leretz Hamim, via Klis Chuchis. The Bryce before said that these Chachomim made new Gzeres. They made a Gzeres that Eretz Hamim, that means Eretz of Chutzlert, outside Eretz Yisrael, has a Tuma to it. So Mele, if Truma touches it, it passes the Truma becomes Tomei. Via Klis Chuchis. He also made it very well that glass can be a mekabel tumah. His midiraisa Torah only says that a kli matchis is mekabel tumah. A metal kli is mekabel tumah. Torah is talking about a glass. The rabbanim made it very well glass is also mekabel tumah. If a sheretz or a navat tumah touches the glass is mekabel tumah. So the Gemara for her rabbanim the shmeinim shon the gozer. How could we say that Yosef ben Yoezer is trade of Yosef ben Yechinen? Yishrishlein made Xera on Eretz Amim, that Chutzlor has a tumor to it. We know for care that the Rabbonin of the 80 years made Xera. We'll soon see what it means. The Yom Rav Kana, Kishachol Rebbe Yishmav Rebbe Yosef, Shol Cholol Rebbe, he sent to Rebbe, and he said, O Malono, tell us, Beis V'gimul Dvorim, Shomato Lono, Shomato Mishom Avicha. Tell us two or three things that you say over B'Shem your father. Sholach Lem, he sent back, Kach Omer Abba, this is what my father told me, that Kuf Pei Shona, 180 years, actually Chorav HaBayis, is the last 180 years of the Bayis Sheni, was already Poshto Malchus or Rishal Yisrael. As the Malchus Roim already started to give service to Klal Yisrael. Drashi, Malchus Horshoa means Roimi. Poshto is Chilul Lekhoibshon. Is 180 years before the Churban Abayis, Roim already started to give service to Klal Yisrael, like started to make the Churban Abayis. Teishona, 80 years before the Churban, actually Churban Abayis, Gozru, Tuma, Aleratam. They said, Sahedrin Gedolah then, the Chomna then, made a Gzera, that they said, Eretzamen, anybody go in the Chutz Loretz, that's Matamayu. The Al Klis Chuchis, and they made a Gzera on Klis Chuchis. So according to Kash, it's not Yosef ben Yoezer. It's Tzredo made Gzeru. It's this Sanhedrin of the 80 years before the Churban Abayis that made these Gzerus. That they asked Eretz Hamim, and they made Gzeru on Klis Chuchis. Vaiti said over, Mem Shona, the last 40 years before the Churban Abayis, actually the Churban Abayis, Golsalo Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was the Golis. That means they didn't sit anymore in the Beis HaMikdash, the Paskin Shailas, the Yoshvalo Bechanuyis, that are sit hiddenly in stores. Why? Because the Malchus Roim made Gzeres already, that they didn't let any more Sanhedrin with the Paschal Challenge anymore, so they couldn't stay in the Beis HaMikdash. They had to go to Houghton to do it secretly. This was 40 years before. But the Mola Mahi, who saw Mainas Gemino, that they couldn't be in the Beis HaMikdash anymore, that they had to go out in Golus, or Rav Yitzchak by Avdi Miloim Mashla Donal Dina Knossos. That now the Sanhedrin can't pass the Dina Knossos anymore. But the Havamina was, even for Knossos, you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash. What kind of happening is that? What's wrong with passing Knossos? A beer, a bezin that has smicha, you allow a passing Knossos? Even a chutzlars, a bezin that has smicha, could passing Knossos. So what's the difference after they had to be in the base of Midrash? Ela Eima, Shloidono Dina Nefoshes. That means that they're not passing any more Dina Nefoshes. It's in order for bezin to pass the Dina Nefoshes, there had to be a bezin that's in the base of Midrash. So Taisa asked the Kasha, how do you know this halacha? Where does it say you have to be in the Beis HaMikdash? There's a pasuk v'kamto v'yalise l'makom, so we only dash and that's going on a Zokin Mamri. The parsha of Zokin Mamri is only in the Beis HaMikdash. But stamp the paskan dina mamnis, you let a paskan even chutz from the Beis HaMikdash. So Taisa here blaz metzor chiyin. But Taisa in Avoy Dezori says, the side is that if there's a bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, then all other bokeh dinim that have chav gimel have a right to paskan mitzvah. But if there's no bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, then nobody has the right to paskin Din Nefoshes. And Din Nefoshes has to do with the Shechinah, that you have to have a bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash. So now these last 40 years, that there's no more bezdin in the Beis HaMikdash, no place could they paskin Din Nefoshes. Right. Right. So the Gemara, so we have a kasha now. How could you say Yosef ben Yoezer made the Xeris of Eretz Amin, it says here the Bezdin of Peishonah made Xeris. Vichitaymo of Peishonah. Nami Yinohevi, maybe there's no steer, they're both there. Hez Yosef ben Yoezer, Israel of Yosef ben Yechon, was part of this Bezdin that was there by the 80th year before the Churban. For the Morne, Votanya. Hillel, Vishimin Gamliel, Vishimin, Nogun, Siyosom, Nefneha Bayis, Meyeshonah. Hez these people were 100 years before the Churban Abayis. The Ilu Yosef ben Yoezer is Sreda. The Yosef ben Yochanan have a Kodmatuva. They were even way before Hillel, Vishimon, Gamliel, Vishimon. Because the says they lived way before the last 80 years before the Churban. So they were before this Bezdin. If you say they were Geyser, why do we have to have the Gzera, the new Bezdin, the Paschim of Peshana? Sestira. It's a riot. Drashi Kuf Shona, Achreish Lefnei Achurban, Hischon Siyosin Shil Hilo, Ufana Sosoi, Elo Abo Doris Kuf Shona, Alno, Hilo Koid Mechurban Kuf Shona. Hilo was 100 years before the Kurban Abayis. Vilu Yosef Ben Yoezer called him Elo Kamadurs Mesech Dovis. In the Sech Dovis, it says the Cheshmin of all the Doris, it says Hilo, Yosef Ben Yoezer way before Hilo. So Bezoi, there was a big merchus between Yosef Ben Yoezer and 80 years before the Kurban Abayis. So it's a stira.